This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, MythFits. We have a bonus episode coming out this Thursday for all of our members of the MythFits family, the Band of MythFits. So if you're looking for even more content, make sure you become part of the Band of MythFits and tune in.
If you haven't joined yet, head to MythFitsPodcast.com and you can watch the episode premiering this Thursday. And if we get enough subscribers, Tori said he'll even show you his feet.
Right. Is there like a hack that you see all the time and you're like, you know, it's very popular, but it's just complete nonsense?
Oh, well, I mean, anytime someone tells me to use self-cleaning on the oven, I say, don't do that.
Why?
It'll burn your house down.
That's a pretty important hack to learn.
Welcome, MythFits.
Welcome back, MythFits. Carrie, how are you?
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited about today's episode because it hits on something that I really, really love, which is life hacks. We put this out to all of the MythFits out there to send in your life hacks as well, because I'm sure that everybody has the same social media feed that I do that's just filled with all kinds of fun stuff that make your life easier. Tori, what do you fill your feed with? Like, what comes up for you when it comes to life hacks?
For life hacks, it's usually, I don't know, lately, you know, since we've been talking about we were going to do this episode, it's been a lot of vehicle stuff. Especially like, you know, especially right now with the price of gas being so expensive.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's funny, we have family in Tennessee and they're like, oh my God, it's up to $4 a gallon. And
oh my God, I would
kill for California. That's so cheap. Like, I'll take $4 a gallon any day.
Dude, there's this one gas station when you're leaving Truckee, because it's like, it's an area where there's not a lot of gas stations. They're not going to be a gas station for a long time.
Oh God.
The price up there can get to like $8.
That's nuts.
It's crazy. But like, you're hostage to it because there's not another gas station for so long.
Right. Totally. And you know what? California. It's so crazy. So, okay, there was this big push to get everybody to drive electric cars, right? It's like, All right, we got to save the environment. Let's get off of the petrol, get off the oil. Let's get electric. Let's go electric. And so everybody did it. But now the state is going, oh, shoot, we're not getting the gas tax anymore because everyone's driving electric cars. So now they're introducing a new law that's you get taxed by the mile that you drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Right. How great is that?
I didn't see that.
it's like, oh my God, anything. Oh, it's just crazy. But anyway, one of the episodes that used to always do really well on MythBusters was when we would look at how to save gas, how a vehicle, you could drive your car so that you would have that car be as efficient as possible and you're using less gas. Those were
hypermiling,
always the most
right?
Popular. Is it there was hypermiling?
Yes.
Then there was the truck bed. Remember?
So oh yeah, drafting.
So like, there was drafting. There was the truck bed, like the tailgate,
the aerodynamics.
So that was the myth was that your car was more aerodynamic if you put the tailgate down, right? Because
there wasn't
that drag, and so if you put it down, you would get better gas mileage, and so people thought that was an actual thing. So we tested it, and it turns out it's the opposite. If you keep the tail up, it creates this vortex of air in the back of the vehicle, and it actually makes your truck more aerodynamic, which blew my mind when we found
out. I love that we had all of that kind of the wind tunnel testing stuff that we could figure that out. Also, one that comes up with me all the time is when you get into a taxi or an Uber or something and they have their windows down on the freeway and it's like all this dust is getting in the back because they don't want to turn their air conditioning. And I'm like, no. Windows up, more aerodynamic. You're creating drag. You're not saving any money. And I feel disgusting because now the highway's on my face. So I'm like, myth busted. Come on, put the windows up.
But yeah, you brought up drafting earlier, and this was a myth that I heard ever since I was a kid, that if you get right up behind a big rig truck and you put your car into neutral, that the suction from behind the vehicle, the big rig truck, will keep you moving. Right?
Terrible idea.
It's a terrible idea, but we wanted to find out if that actually works. So we went out to a test facility for Freightliner. What was it? Freightliner?
Yeah, it was Freightliner.
And we went to their test facility and we actually had a car right up like inches behind this vehicle. We had the stunt driver teach us how to do it. And Grant was the one driving. And it turns out it didn't work, right? If you put it in neutral, you still needed to drive. The car would pull away from the back of the truck. But what it did improve was your gas mileage, because the truck was breaking all that wind resistance, all that air. It was breaking it up.
You almost said breaking wind, didn't you? Always with the fart jokes, Gary.
But I remember when we told everybody on the episode, if you drive behind a big rig vehicle, you will save on gas because there's less wind resistance, but it's so dangerous that it's probably not a good idea.
It's a terrible idea. And luckily we had Grant doing the driving, because I don't know if you remember this, but Grant was a scary driver. He would drive so fast. I remember he and I were kind of not like racing, but both trying to get home very quickly. And he was trying to prove he was faster. So he zooms around this car and goes down the highway. And so I went around the car and then I got pulled over, and I'm like, God, didn't you see Grant? Did you? You got me. Darn it.
But I feel like Grant didn't drive like a maniac until after that episode, because we had the stunt driver come in and teach him how to, get as close to the back of the truck without hitting it. And it gave him like this new kind of weird sense of driving
confidence.
Created
a monster.
Yes. Like, you remember we would be leaving from location and we'd have to get to the airport and he was just like flooring it. And you and I were just like putting our seatbelt on. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
Tori, he's an LA driver though. He came from LA. He grew up there. Like, I feel like he was always a crazy driver, but maybe he just like tapped into stuntman at that point.
That's what I feel, because he didn't, I don't remember him ever driving that crazy. Like, he would like just like floor it out of the parking lot, like after work, and he was like had a bad day or whatever. He would just jump in his car and be like, we're like, whoa, someone's in a bad mood. Uh-oh.
Hypermiling was the episode that like changed the way that I drive, because I swear, for some reason, I get that satisfaction where you roll into the gas station with that last just gasp of gas. It's like, I won this. I think I got that from my dad, but like, I definitely go and try to, on every downhill, like, I'm not touching the gas. I'm letting gravity take the car. I'm trying a lot of those tricks. Not any of the super annoying ones, like turning your engine off at every stop. I think that sounds ridiculous, but some of them are really cool. And like, anything that saves money, I'm in.
Yeah. I think they actually got rid of that, because there was a law, I think it was at California again, where if you had a car in California, it automatically would shut off when it came to a stop, and then it would start up again. And
annoying.
I had a Jeep and I was like, is there any way I can shut this off? Like, every, there is a manual button that you could push that will shut that function off. But it was every time you started your car, you would have to turn that manual button off. And it was just, you go to the stop sign or the stoplight and it would just go, And then you'd have to, then as you started accelerating, the engine would come back on. It was like, I hate this function. Like, this sucks.
So what are some of your personal favorite life hacks? Like, what do you do that you're like, ah, oh, I love this?
What I've been finding lately are, if your car goes off of a ditch, like your front wheels go off the road,
yeah.
If you have rope, you can actually tie the rope around the front wheel and then make a loop around the back wheel, and you can actually pull yourself out of a ditch.
What?
Yeah, pull this video up. And if you guys aren't, if you're listening, I will kind of explain what's happening. But anyway, I just want to show you that this, I was like, this is the coolest idea I've ever seen. Like, you don't have to go and get a tow truck to pull you out of the ditch. And there have been many times growing up that, you know, I would accidentally drive into a ditch. But it's just, it's such a great hack to know if you're in a jam, you can't get a tow truck out there. If you have this rope, you can get your vehicle out of the ditch. It's insane.
The method is simple. Thread the rope through the gap in the rear wheel hub. Pull it tight. The other end, don't tie it off. Just pass it under the front wheel. Wrap it twice and pull tight.
This isn't going to hurt your car.
Once everything's set, hop in and hit the gas. You'll feel it. The car pulls itself right out of the ditch. So tell me, is this trick genius or what?
Come on. Come on.
Isn't that awesome?
That is awesome.
I mean, we could have used that like how many times on Mythbusters when we would drive a vehicle off an edge?
Oh my God. So the tips that I was looking at were all just kind of like kitchen tips. Like my very favorite, which has saved my bread so many times, is like I make these sourdough loaves and sometimes they get stale before I can get through them because, you know, I'm by myself or you know, not a lot of people are eating bread these days, but I love it. So when the bread goes stale, you rinse it under the water and then you can toast it up at like 400 degrees and it's like new. So you don't have to waste your bread. All right, Tori, this is one of my favorites. I always like the kitchen ones. Show the reel. This is one I use all the time.
This is why you should always wash your bread before eating it. This one is stale, and these two are frozen. What you're gonna do is you're gonna wash your bread under hot water and then just chuck it straight into a 400 degree oven. What this does is two things. Number one, it helps steam the inside and bring moisture back into your bread. And number two, somehow it gets the exterior extremely crispy. And simply put, with this trick, you can take any piece of bread, pretty much fool anyone that's eating it, into thinking that it's a fresh baked piece of bread.
See? Isn't that brilliant?
That's a good one. I've never heard that.
This one I use all the time because I am a sourdough baker and I bake it all the time. And sometimes we just don't get through all that bread and it gets stale and it's so sad because you put so much love and time into it. So like, I use this trick all the time.
That is a great one. I got to try that one because I do the same thing. It's like, if you're not going through that whole piece of bread, usually what I do is I put it in like a plastic bag. And that usually keeps it from drying out and getting stale.
Yeah, but then the crust loses that crustiness. Like, you want that crunchy outside. If you get like a good tartine bread, you know, I know you know what I'm talking about. You cut it up in slices and then you freeze it and then you can toast them one piece at a time and they come out like they're just brand new. I don't know. Saving money right there. I'm not throwing out my stale bread.
Yeah, you know what? I feel like right now everybody is so mindful of their budgets just because everything is getting so expensive. You know, we were talking about gas. What were some of the other like gas saving tips that we did in hypermiling? Because I remember one was if you're driving down a hill, you just put it in neutral and just coast. You don't use any gas and you're just braking the whole way down. I don't remember if it was
on the show, but I do know that I've been told that when you're pumping your gas, don't, you know how you like set it and then you can walk away. If you do it at the highest so that the gas goes in the fastest, it gets air. So less is going into your tank, but you're still paying the same amount. So you pump it slower. This is another thing I would want to test on Mythbusters because this is something that I have been told is like if it's going in slower, there's less air bubbles that are spouting into your tank. I don't know that this is true, but I want to test it.
That sounds like something. Yeah, that it doesn't make sense, but it would be that sounds like a complete myth. But anyway, that would be. And you know what? There was another one. The time of day that you fill your tank, like there's something. I got to look it up, but it's like if you do it later in the day, it's better because the gas tank expands more because it's warm. All right, so this is what I found online. The best time to fill your vehicle with gas is early in the morning or late at night when temperatures are cooler. As this increases fuel density, giving you slightly more fuel for your money. While underground tanks keep fuel relatively stable, filling when the air is cool reduces evaporation and improves efficiency. There you go. You guys just saved. We just saved a bunch of money for people.
Did we test that one on the show? I can't remember.
I don't think we did, but I mean,
we need a show back, Tori. Maybe if enough of you guys subscribe to this channel, we'll be able to do some practical myths. We'll be able to do it in person.
That would be fun.
I love following people that have really cool life hacks. So today we're going to bring one of them on to ask what his favorites are.
So stick around. You don't want to miss this because these are going to make your life way better.
I just got a new outfit from Quince. Actually, it's a silky little tank top. The seasons are changing and I need some new staples. So I love just like a basic silky tank top.
Everything Quince carries, it's like it's so nice. Like I'm kind of embarrassed because I'm like getting pieces from there and I'm like, I really need to up my wardrobe. Like, well, now that summer's right around the corner, they have 100% European linen shorts and shirts starting at just $34. Lightweight, breathable, and still polished.
Pants that hit the balance, relaxed, comfortable, but polished enough to wear anywhere. Priced 50 to 80% less than comparable brands, works directly with ethical factories, no middlemen.
Fresher every day with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/mitfits for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/mitfits for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mitfits. Let them know that we sent you and support the show.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's up, everybody? How are you?
Good. How are you? We're so happy to have you on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy to be here. I just saw a post asking people for life hacks, and I was thinking, oh, perfect.
You've created a whole feed. I like it. I've been following you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I do have a lot of life hacks going on. Oh, my God. 4 years? Full time?
Five years total?
Sydney, but we can get into it later. But
so Sydney,
yes.
is your last name Raz or is that short?
It is not. What we may call in the biz, stage name.
A stage name. How did you come up with this concept? Because I went back into your feed and it's like your Instagram channel is addictive because it's mm-hmm, just like, mm-hmm. Gosh, every single video, is there something, a nugget of information in there? But like, did it evolve into that? Or like, how did you get started?
Basically, I got started back in 07 when I wanted to be a YouTuber. And that didn't work. And that didn't work for almost 20 years. And then every single iteration of new social media, I was just like trying to be a content creator, as we call it now, as a YouTuber, Vine star, everything. But the life hacks that you see now really came out of my older sister and I would like text each other and say, hey, did you know like ice freezes before road or bridge freezes before road actually means something, or like all of these little things, right? We were just sort of like in our own ethereal world texting each other. And then I thought to myself, like, all right, I've been locked in my house for like a year. I wonder if other people, I wonder if other people didn't know how to use a can opener. Like I didn't know how to use a can opener. Right. Right. And I, cause I was texting my sister about it. So, and you know, it started out with like, this is the internet, albeit is not the greatest place sometimes, but at its core, it is still a catalog of information, right? Like you start, you know, you go back, it's a catalog. Yeah, people want to find out things on the internet. So I sort of tapped into that and decided to just roll with things I wish I knew before I was in my 30s, because a 30-year-old, a man in his 30s should probably know how a toaster oven works. But I didn't, right? So the fact that I could like share that with others and demystify like the perception of who you think I should be, I think that's really where it came from.
And at its core, you have amassed just a grand database of life hacks and tips and tricks. Do you have a couple favorites that just everybody loves?
Hang on. In my book, Life Hacks, Tips and Tricks and More, Things I Wish I Knew Before I Was in My 30s. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah. It's right there in case anyone needs to see it on a video for the listeners. It's available at all major retailers and used bookstores, I'm sure. I don't know if I have like a favorite. I think I have ones that I go back to a lot. Like when I'm unloading sodas into the fridge, I'll like click it for, or, you know, I'll open it from the back and then push it in. Right. And like, that's one of my,
oh, I favorites. Love that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
such a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah. I forgot like, about that one.
Changed my life. Absolutely yes. Changed my life.
Tor, do you know that one?
I just keep it in the box.
You do? Oh, yeah, you monster.
This is something that it took me a while. There's like a little piece of perforated
only
edge
on certain. See, this is where the life
corner had. That you break it and it becomes a soda holder.
So what Tori is explaining is a higher class of box. Okay.
They don't all have those.
Yeah, so bougie. Now you could get it at Walmart, but
I'm so bougie with my Coca-Cola. Oh, you get the real Coke.
No, but I'm thinking like, you know, I don't think LaCroix has it. Maybe LaCroix has it, but like Spindrift doesn't.
Gosh. That's so funny that you know this.
Well, okay. So many
tricks.
Here's the one. So my wife loves eating hard boiled eggs. This is one of the things that I had to just come to terms with before I married her. It's just one of those things. I'm like, all right, great.
Did somebody fart? No, I'm just making hard boiled eggs.
Making eggs. So there's the spoon. Spoon's a good one, right? Crack it at the bottom where the air pocket is, and then basically scoop.
That's old school.
Yeah, okay. Old school. There's shake it in a mason jar or some sort of like partially filled jar.
Yes, I've seen,
right?
I find that problematic. That can go horribly wrong. Very easily.
It can go problematic if you have not tightened the jar correctly. So that's on me. And
wait, in the
else
jar, are you in water or just dry? Because I've seen both.
I personally am dry. The egg is in water. But that's if that's
that took me a minute
a little bit confusing. That was confusing for me in my brain. I was like, wait a second, she's not asking if I'm in the pool with the egg.
Are you in the jar?
I stay dry.
No,
the egg is wet.
But if I were to have sort of, you know, in the long term production world, it's like if you put salt in coffee, it's less bitter. Great. What else can I do with salt? Can I recreate the Dead Sea in a pool? Maybe. Who knows? Right. Can I crack a whole bunch of eggs by myself in a pool faster than you can crack one if it's just in one mason jar? Maybe. Let's find out next week, right? But yeah, so there's that one. And actually, the dry is an interesting one. So if you don't have time to create an ice bath for the eggs, you just put them in some water. And if you just open it under the water and it stays like wet, the membrane is easier to get off, and that's really where it like becomes interesting. And you can also blow it. If you do the top and the bottom, you can like blow it out. That's a really fun one for like my toddler. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, I mean, that's So
steaming,
I think that was
versus steaming. Boiling, steaming seems to make it easier. Mm-hmm. Old eggs versus new eggs. Mm-hmm. If you've got all those fresh eggs or a pain to peel.
Yeah.
There's so many of those little tricks.
I think my favorite for the eggs recently is the air bubble in the bottom where like the membrane.
That's a good one. I've never
that's
heard
the
that
one where it's like you crack the bottom. That's usually where the air bubble is. And then you can just get it from there because like. The problem with hard-boiled eggs is that everything's so, like, especially when you take it out of the water.
Is there like, a hack that you see all the time and you're like, and you know, it's very popular, but it's just complete nonsense?
Oh, well, I mean, anytime someone tells me to use self-cleaning on the oven, I say, don't do that. Because it'll burn your house down.
That's a pretty important hack to
learn. It's a big one. Yeah, so self-cleaning.
You'll burn your house down using self-cleaning? Please explain. I mean, I wouldn't turn it on and leave the house, but, like, what?
So people do that. And that's one of the reasons that houses burn down.
Oh my God.
But basically, self-cleaning oven is incinerating everything in the oven, right? It's just making everything super hot, like 800 degrees or whatever. Exactly. Problem is that some of these self-cleaning ovens, the locking mechanism can melt. But yes, so basically the self-cleaning oven, you incinerate, it can burn the circuit board and melt it, and then you can't open it. And then if it starts a fire, you can't open it because it's melted.
Won't do that. Thank you. You just made my life harder. Yes. So what do I clean my oven with, buddy? What am I using?
Good old elbow grease.
I hate elbow grease.
I know it's the worst. It's the worst. I know.
Or what about the other stuff? The toxic stuff. Easy off.
Easy off. But also, so when I did self-cleaning oven, I used some baking sheets that had like a anti-stick layer on it or something. So when I used it, carbon monoxide got in my house, everybody, and that was bad.
Well, I'll tell you a tip or trick that I learned back in the day for cleaning ovens, especially microwave ovens, is you just have like a container of vinegar and water and it steams up the inside and then everything wipes off. But it's just vinegar and water. One thing that kind of drives me crazy, I mean, I tell me if this is untrue, but everybody uses baking soda and vinegar in cleaning methods, but you can use them one at a time. Like, you know, baking soda is a great abrasive. Vinegar is great at cleaning and disinfecting. But if you put them together, they cancel each other out. You get a bunch of carbon dioxide bubbles and basically like salted water. So every time somebody is taking the acid and the base and putting it together, you're not actually getting extra clean. And everybody thinks that reaction is cleaning stuff. It's not. It's not.
What did you just do to me?
I'm sorry. Go back and just check.
This is
a myth that I feel like is so prevalent. But like, if you use them one at a time or, you know, in a series, effective. Use them together, you're creating salt water.
Can I ask a question? So you're saying water and baking soda or water and vinegar?
Baking soda and vinegar?
Those are like the two biggest ones.
They cancel each other out. You use them one at a time. You put them together. It looks like something's happening because you're getting bubbles. It's just carbon dioxide. So like when you put it down in your drain, it's not clearing it out.
This is interesting because I have actually not really used these like lemon juice and baking soda or apple cider vinegar and baking soda. But like sometimes what you can do, like what I've seen is lemon juice or lemon rind with salt is a great abrasive cleaner. Baking soda and lemon juice mixed together. Baking soda and water to create that paste and then adding a little bit. Like there are these things that you can do, but the fact that you're saying the apple cider vinegar and the baking soda, that's the thing where I'm like, wait, but isn't that's like
the
what
white.
People...
I usually am using like the white. I use white vinegar to clean a lot because I like everything to be really green, and I don't like all those toxic chemicals.
And so they cancel each other out.
You're canceling out your vinegar by adding baking soda to it.
But are you still putting? Oh my gosh, I wish Hank Green was here right now. Okay,
I agree. We should bring him on.
Right. Is this like a? Hang on. So are you using them two side by side, like 1 minute after each other?
You can use them one after the other, sure, but using them at the same time does nothing. So like a lot of people will like clean out their drain or they think they can release a clog by pouring a bunch of baking soda down into the drain and then they'll put vinegar on it and then they'll like cover it up or something. Like it just, they're like, oh, see this reaction of the bubbles? That's what's cleaning it.
But I'm just going to write this down, Carrie, because that's crazy.
you just like broke all everyone's brains, Carrie.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I've seen, for some reason, a lot of videos lately on travel hacks where people are taking their sweatshirt behind the headrest and then tying their face to it so that they can kind of rest their head in it. And I'm thinking, but then your sweatshirt's hanging down
in
behind you and the person behind you has to deal with that.
Yeah, actually, I just saw that this morning where it was like a woman was like, oh, every woman needs to know this. And it was a scarf wrapped around the seat. And then the next one was the person sitting behind you and there's just a scarf over your screen. And I'm like, that's exactly why I got to think about these things.
My God.
Some travel hacks. I mean, there are like a few travel hacks here and there. The travel pillow one was good.
I heard my favorite travel hack I tried is if you want to buy a plane ticket, there's all kinds of spyware that like every time you try to buy it, it gets a little bit higher if you've already searched for it. But if you clear your browser and then you put a VPN and say you're in another country and buy your ticket from somewhere else, it'll be cheaper. Because if you're in America, they're like, you can afford this.
Yeah. And there are a lot of tools now that like track a lot faster and easier. I do think that air travel, kind of like gasoline, is one of those things where you're always going to get screwed no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's actually one thing that I've learned is like sometimes the life hack isn't actually helpful, right? Like sometimes if you have a Google Home or Alexa or whatever, like sometimes they're actually not helpful. And, you know, sometimes you don't need to figure out how to put a trash bag into a trash can faster. Right? Like you can.
My friend was just telling me you got to pull the bag inside out.
Yeah.
It goes in easier and it's stronger. And I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Is this real? Are we really doing that?
That one, I think that one and like aluminum foil. The shiny side is the one that's more hot. It's like, that's not true, actually. It's all aluminum foil. It's just the way it came out of the big turny thing. Like that's all. The mill just made it shiny, one side dull, right? It has helped sometimes with like some stylist or like, you know, hair care professionals have said that like if you're in the chair and the foil's shiny side out, it will help with the heat. But I think that's like just something that like, again, is sort of just passed down through the hairdressers of generations.
I did see that if you've got static in your hair, I didn't test this one yet. You're supposed to take foil and rub it on your hair. It's supposed to take the static out. That would be an easy one to test.
Did you see my video on that yesterday? 2 days ago?
The foil one. Yes. Wait, explain what that is. So if you have static electricity in your hair, you then take a sheet of aluminum foil and rub it down through your hair.
You can use anything that will reduce static electricity. You can use a dryer sheet. You can use aluminum foil. You can
use a dryer sheet before.
Dryer sheets actually are good. So they also
make
your
good.
They smell good. They make your hair smell good. I wouldn't recommend them for like actually using them for a dryer, but they are great for reducing static in your hair.
What is the dumbest mistake that you've ever made that you learned from and then it became like one of your best pieces of advice?
Yeah, the self-cleaning oven. Or
That's a huge one because I feel like a lot of people use that mode on their oven and I have never heard.
Never thought of it.
Never thought.
I mean,
of course.
Recently, I've been using coffee grounds in the trash can to reduce smell a lot. And that
that's
was
a great one.
That was completely unintentional, right? And then I saw someone use it for a diaper pail, and I thought, oh
that's brilliant.
That makes sense. And then I started, I didn't have coffee for the past week, and I was like, what is that smell in my kitchen? I was like, oh, it's the trash, because I haven't had drip coffee. I haven't been making it myself. That's crazy. So like recently, that's a big one. But yeah, the dumbest one has to be self-cleaning oven. Really anything to do with appliances. Or my friend Renee, the appliance repair tech, she's incredible. She's one of the reasons I'm still alive in this world because of my appliance life hacks. And she tells me how wrong I am all the time. I'm like, okay, great. Unplug the washing machine before you do something. Got it. Unplug the dryer before you do something with it. Yeah, that makes sense. you know, so I think it's things like that. It's like an unfortunate circumstance, or I guess fortunate circumstance that I've placed myself in, where this is my job and I've learned the hard way sometimes. But at the end of the day, now I know not to use self-cleaning oven. Now I know to unplug things before you do something with electricity. And you know, now I know that there are more people in the world that also didn't know things until they were in their 30s, or they can feel a little bit safer knowing that they're not alone and it's going to be okay. So
all of our grandmothers have been replaced by our social media.
Yeah, all of our grandmothers are wrong about the dishwasher, putting a towel in the dishwasher to help dry things faster. Stop doing that.
I saw that in my feed. Stop doing that. Don't do that.
There's vents on the side. There's vents on the side of a dishwasher now. You don't need to. Wow, Tori, that's a good question. I feel like I want to respond later with more like dumb things, but it's the internet. It's full of dumb things. And we're just here to have fun, y'all. Okay. We're just silly people on the internet making videos. Hopefully someone sees it.
Dude, and I love it. Like, congratulations on the success of your material, because it's addictive. I mean, you're just like, oh, this is a good one. Oh, this is another good one.
I mean, inspired by both of you, right? And all of the work that you did on Discover, like, you know, on Mythbusters and Discovery and all that stuff. I mean, that was thinking back on like, well, we could maybe people want to see if this is real or not, right? And like that comes from content shows like you make, like interesting, fun, personal.
I thought about that. This might have that we evolved into something like I never saw that through line. Actually,
yeah, so, yeah. Thank you. Mythbusters. I feel like, you know, there's Bill Nye, I guess, too, but like, it's that thing where it's like people just want to see if the thing that they have always known is true.
Right. Absolutely.
When they find out that the thing that they have been doing has either made their life harder or could have been a little bit different to make it more interesting, more fun, or breaking out of the rules so that you do your own thing so that you have a more fun and enjoyable life, you know, like that. And I think that's where Mythbusters is like, okay, cool. Like, I know I won't die if I accidentally throw my car into reverse. Or, okay, cool. Like, I know the foil is, you know, that these kind of things. So it's that kind of thing where you can take it to your friends and go, ha ha ha. But guess what? Here's a video. See?
Thank you, Sydney. Cool. Thank you so much. And to all of the Mythfits out there, where can they find you to make their life just a little bit easier?
Hey, listen, I am Sydney Raz all over the internet. SIDNEYRAZ or Z for any international friends. and yeah, just everywhere on the internet, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Snapchat, probably some other ones that I'm not aware of.
He's got a book. And,
I have a book. Plug I have a book. Book, Life Hacks, Tips and Tricks and Things I Wish I Knew Before I Was in My 30s. That's it. Yeah. Also, if you want to know what it's like to live without a stomach, that's me. I don't have a stomach, guys. I know we're supposed to run out of time, but if you want to know, crazy. It is possible. All right. Well, hey, can I just say, starstruck to be asked to be on here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
This has been so great. I feel like 15-year-old me watching the Discovery Channel is freaking out right now.
That's sweet.
So I truly appreciate this.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. This was great.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And we'll talk again soon.
Tori, I feel like this life hacks episode, we could be doing this for the next 2 years. There's so many. And the more you think about them, the more they come up. And like that guy, Sydney's amazing. He's got so much knowledge. He's been doing this for so long. That was really fun.
His stuff is great. And like the whole don't use the self-cleaning oven mode. It's like, yeah, no kidding. You're going to burn your house down. Like, I feel like I've used that so many times. I'm never going to do it again.
I know. I didn't. I never really thought about it. But if we do ever revive Mythbusters, that's going to be on the list. Absolutely.
All right. So I got this one that I wanted to show you. First of all, thank you, Sydney. He was awesome. And go check out his stuff. Like, his content is really entertaining and educational. And I feel like we will have to get him back on the podcast.
And thanks, MythFits, for sending in all of the life hacks that you guys are excited about, because I think we all have the same taste, because I was seeing a lot that come up in my feed. Thank you for, you know, hitting up the site and recording your own. Also, please tell everybody to subscribe and follow so that they can be part of this too. What else you got, Tori? I let's keep going. All right, what do you got?
So this hack, it doesn't really apply to us so much here in California, because we don't have a lot of weather. Like, we rarely get snow down here at sea level. But check this video out. This guy, he basically puts a cover, like a Visqueen clear plastic sheet, over his car the night before the snow. And then the next day, he just pulls the sheet off the car, and his car is completely void of snow.
This has got to be one of the smartest things I've seen on the internet, man. This guy didn't feel like clearing snow off his truck in the morning, so he took a piece of plastic, put it over the truck, so when it snowed on the truck, all he had to do was pull the plastic off to clear the snow.
Isn't that genius?
I kind of like digging snow, so wouldn't work for me. I actually do think it's fun.
You like,
it's because
you,
I don't like, spend much time in it, so I like it.
You like to work. But wait, like, up in Truckee, doesn't it snow up there during the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you use this. I don't know.
Yeah. I'll give it a shot.
You like working. You like to work.
Okay, I got a clip for you, because I feel like we've been very male-centric in all of these. I've got a woman has a really good trick for us.
Here's an everyday tip you might not know, because nobody showed you. It'd save you a busted thumb or two and keep you from teaching your kids one of their new spicy words.
Tori, I sent this one to you because I feel like this is something that all the time drove me crazy, is where you're holding a nail and you're just trying to tap it in really slowly to get it started with the hammer. She just sticks the nail backwards inside of the hook and slams it to the wall, and the nail's already there. I loved that. Yes. That's a great trick.
Yes. So you're basically taking the nail and putting it in between the claws of the back of the hammer. So you have that nail sticking out, and then you can use that to just whack into whatever you're hammering into. However, the only time I've ever used that is if I can't reach, if I can't get my finger on the actual nail. And if it's like up high or whatever, then I'll use that technique. But I rarely use that.
Good life hack. I love tool life hacks a lot. I love all the things that you can do with a tape measure. Like there's endless social media posts about all the things that a tape measure can do. And I just like that's a rabbit hole I go down a lot. It's like, what can you do with your tools that you didn't know you can do?
But I think one of the best pieces of advice that he gave us was listen more. That was great, because it's so true. Like, so often you're just listening. You're just waiting for your turn to talk, and take a minute, listen to your partner, listen to your friend, whatever.
You know, so I put a call out onto the internet asking for fans to send in their favorite life hacks, and we did get some responses.
All right, let's hear them.
Let's go. I've got one from Blake here. By the way, if you guys want to be part of the MythFits podcast, you can go to MythFitsPodcast.com and join the band of MythFits. You can always, you know, help out with our episodes, or you can email a video to MythFitsPodcast@gmail.com. That's where this one came in.
And then you'll be on the podcast.
And you'll be on the podcast. You're one of us. This one's from Blake. Hello to all MythBusters and MythFits out there. I got a little life hack I just recently learned. Drilling a tiny hole in the bottom of your trash can will help when putting in a new trash bag. Simply add the bag, use a small hand vacuum over the hole, and the suction will pull the bag to the sides of the can and open the bag completely for you. Okay, so you got the garbage can, right? And I guess when you're trying to put the bag in, it balloons up and it's difficult.
So
they're saying put a little hole in the bottom. And then use the vacuum to suction it. But here's what I'm thinking.
Sounds like
does
a lot
it take
of work
longer to go get the freaking vacuum
can?
And then your garbage can has a hole in it, which now, like, say that bag breaks.
Yeah,
it's
going to be leaking. Ugh, all those food juices leaking all over the floor.
I get the life hack. I get it. I get what you're trying to do. I just feel like it creates more problems than it solves on that one. But, you know, I'll give that one a solid C.
I mean, it's definitely.
But thank you for sending it in. You get an A plus for participation.
It's a very sciencey hack, which
it
we
is
like.
A very MythBustery hack. It is.
We
it's
like
very
that.
Sciencey.
We like
and
that.
It we love over engineering simple problems. That's something we always did.
We made a career of over engineering stuff. Okay, this next one comes from Greg. Greg says, "Hey, Carrie and Tori, Greg from Sydney. Good day, mate. This is the best way to store a half-eaten avocado. Forget plastic wrap or lemon juice. Store it upside down, fully submerged in water in a container. It stops oxidation completely. Think of browning avocado like food rust. The water blocks the air and keeps it fresh for days. Less plastic waste, no brown avocado in the bin. Try it out." I love that.
Wait,
I
question.
Eat avocado all the time. I like
I feel
that
like
one.
I've tried this before. When you submerge the avocado in water, doesn't it get a little icky after a little bit? It doesn't last for very long that you can do that, that it keeps it from browning.
I'm going to try it. See if it works.
I mean, I don't know if you watched my old life hack series that I did, but that's where I learned you just store your avocado with your onion in the same container.
What?
And it, yeah.
That work?
Yeah. It's, huh. I've been doing this since I did that
series.
Try
that one too.
Yeah, give it a try. And, you know, whenever I'm making guacamole, I'm cutting up onion anyway, so.
We used to always use 7-Up for fruit, like fruit salads. Pour 7-Up over the fruit. It sweetens it, and the acid from the soda would keep it from browning.
When's the last time you made a fruit salad? It feels very, like, barbecue 1980s.
It was a long time ago. It was when my dad had a restaurant, and we used to do a lot of catering, so it's been... I never made
what did you salad. Okay, what did you put in your fruit salad? Because I used to get really annoyed that like the really good fruit was not in abundance, and it was all that gross filler fruit. I'm just not a big fan of like honeydew and cantaloupe take up all the room when I really just want the strawberry.
And grapes. That's the cheap fruit. That's where you make your money, Carrie.
There's your life hack for you.
Yeah.
Stuff it with grapes.
Can't be wasting money on those delicious strawberries and blackberries.
That just reminds me, I just saw a life hack on how to test your blueberries to see if they're ripe. You pour them all in water, and the ones that sink to the bottom are going to be the ones that are ripe and sweet and ready to eat. And the ones that are still floating, those are going to be the tart ones. So, yeah, eat the ones that sunk first.
Yeah. Oh, I got a life hack for shellfish. If the clam is open, don't eat it.
If
the muscle's open before you cook it, don't eat it. It's dead. Not good.
That's actually one that'll save you. That's get yourself a bad oyster, a bad muscle, bad clam. It's really going to ruin your day.
It's a bad clam.
I feel like we could go on with this forever and ever. Like I have, you know, the more we talk about it, the more that come up. So, hey, MythFits out there, we will probably do a sequel to this episode because I feel like we've got more to explore. We've got more to explore.
Totally.
So much more.
And
so
we didn't even really touch on the MythBusters life hacks. We did a whole series on vodka.
Yeah.
Ways to use vodka. So yeah, we'll definitely have to.
Okay, so we'll just call this part one. We're really going to revisit this in the future. And if you want to participate, please video yourself doing your life hack and either email it to mythfitspodcast@gmail.com or go join the band of MythFits at mythfitspodcast.com. We might put you on the episode, and if it's a really good life hack, you might change our lives. We're going to try it.
Thanks for tuning in, MythFits. Stay weird.
Please like, subscribe, follow, do all the things, but mostly stay weird, MythFits.
Pioneer.